Hello, everyone. If you could see me, you could see me doing the voila arms. Voila? Voila. I don't know.
I'm doing spirit fingers.
These are not spirit fingers. These.
If anyone's ever watched that movie, like, please let us know. Please.
We can go back and forth with the quotes. Welcome to another episode of Crime at the Family Table. I am your host, Alyssa. I'm joined by my always face always beat to capacity. Fashion
Period.
always giving fashion. Hair always giving moisturizing coil. Nails
Oh.
always giving claws with a Z at the end.
Ooh.
My good friend and co-host Latanya.
Welcome to our second season of doing Shoot the Shit. And like I said last episode, this is going to probably be our ongoing theme of the last episode, kind of the breakdown, the folding of the chairs, if you will, the putting the things in their proper order and kind of decompressing.
Just having a good old grand old time about current events. You're sitting with us at our little when we have dinner. You're sitting with us at happy hour right now, and we're just shooting the breeze, talking about random things. You're in our Uber with us as we travel.
Yes.
Station.
On the ride, navigation, swift, smooth, and going down the road. It's
So
beautiful.
there's. Do we still do a trigger warning? I don't
No,
think we
like depending on what we talk
maybe a
about,
little
trigger
bit
warning,
of
like it's okay, so because I know the first thing I want to mention, because it's something that me and you talked about in the car ride yesterday. With the current events that are going on currently in Gaza, and as they are the genocidal attacks on Gaza as we speak, I ask that you guys, be respectful. If you don't want to hear stuff like that, like that's like potentially things that will come up. You can back out. Don't be a punk about it. You can back out. It's cool.
we
And
respect your decision.
we respect your decision, maybe not your belief system, but hey, it's okay. It's fine. Fine. We're all here on this planet, living. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Like other than that, we will kind of get into it. And yeah, again, like the first thing I wanted to mention was sending prayers out and a voice out for the Palestinians in Gaza as they are experiencing just terrible, terrible, terrible situation right now. That is literally just something that is not unimaginable, but it's something that I just, you never feel like you're going to be in a genocide. Like I remember going to a museum and I remember seeing like the genocide of the, I think it was a Filipino, the people of the Philippines that were experiencing a genocide, and like that was like the most like modernist one that I could remember. And then there was like what was going on in Rwanda with the Tutu being like literally exterminated. So those are like the most modern ones I can remember. Like that's like from the 90s, and not remember, but literally like just remember learning about. Now we are like again a part of a huge historical event. So again, please keep your voices out, get the voices out, get those videos and proper information out. And yeah, do not let anybody tell you to take like a break or anything in terms of this situation, because we are not living through what they are living through. We can take a few moments to share and be a voice to people, folks. Like I can tell you guys any other week, take a break, breather, or something about subjects we go through on this show. But I feel as though we are in a place of privilege here, and we should be share and uplift the voices of the people in Gaza.
I absolutely agree. Latanya knows way more than I do. Like, she's way more educated on it than I do, but she explained it to me on our way to a wedding yesterday, and it's just super sad. And I feel like Beyonce said, America has a problem.
Yes. And our
So,
problem is always supporting the bully.
And like we talked about, when you are the bully, of course you're gonna stand with the bully. So,
And
okay.
I'll in the description there will be information on what is going on in Gaza, current experiences, voices to lift up, and potentially like the ever-growing victim count, which may or may not be like the numbers are fudgy. People are trying to keep count, but it's kind of hard with everything that's going to block. But look that up. Definitely, like I said, will be articles below. They'll be the first articles that you will see at the top.
So I'd like to know. I've actually have a few topics that have been popular in current events. So I was just like jotting them down real quick. Any place in particular you wanted to start? Oh
So
wait, no. Go ahead.
I low-key wanted to start with the first thing that came to my mind, which was the Spider-Man of Pennsylvania. The man who spider-walked up the wall to get out of prison and was literally on the run. Not
Oh,
even
that,
literally on
yeah.
the run, like escaped jail. Like, what
I
the?
don't know what this was. The guy from Chester, right?
Yeah.
He was on the run for a minute. Like, people were like, gird your loins, because there's a criminal on the loose. How does that happen? Like,
So literally, so this spot that he did this at actually is a spot that was used previously. Like the last time somebody escaped from the Chester prison, they literally used this exact same method to leave. So then so who we're talking about right now is Daniello Cavalcantes, who is not from Pennsylvania or Philadelphia. He is actually from like Brazil, but he was up in the Chester jail. One like beforehand, he was waiting his trial, but then he had been tried. So he'd been tried for the murder of his girlfriend, who he has stabbed 38 times. So he is a abuser and a murderer, and he stabbed her 38 times in front of her children. And he basically was he was sent back to the jail in order to be taken upstate. So like he was like in the midst of being taken back upstate, because it's not instantaneous. Like, I know in movies and TV shows they kind of make it seem like, oh, the minute you like you're going past the door, you leave court, you're going right to prison. No, it takes processing. They have to process you into the prison. And yeah, and he used that time to be like, you know what? I can do this. I can scale this wall.
Which is just wild to me. Like you can really escape prison if you are, I guess, athletic enough.
And apparently, so I'm reading a New York Times article, which I will also link below, like link below in the description. So the first time this was pretty much done was like in 2019 by a man named Igor Bolt, and he escaped the same jail twice, the same place twice.
See, I don't want to say we need more security in the prisons, because down with prisons, but for the
Why
people
would you still let these people buy that wall?
they
Like,
need
I
more.
felt like a guard should just be at that wall.
Maybe they need to make it like Alcatraz, like surrounded by water. I mean, they'll still try, but maybe it needs to be like a moat with crocodiles.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what they need to do, but literally anything that is landlocked is like literally just open field, because that is something that, unless you're talking, unless it's the maximum security, like the super max prisons and super max prisons, babes, if you get out of there, you just need to be out, like, because they were not watching you. But most prisons people can kind of escape from with like with some form of effort, and generally the main mode of escape is through other people kind of coming in and helping you to escape out. and giving you materials to come out with. Like I remember one time it was a escapee. They used a lady who was like, I guess, for sewing school, and they had like enticed her, got her into it, into the plan because she fell in love with the inmate and he ended up escaping. And I just really want people to understand that if you do that, if you help a prisoner escape and something happens, one, to any officers while they are trying to find this person, or something happens to a civilian while they are out, you better count your days because they will arrest you and you will go to prison for a substantial amount of time.
I miss that individual who would be like, "You are going to jail, period."
You are going to jail.
Whatever happened to Perez? I think that was.
Yeah, Perez. Oh my God, what, I wonder why ever, right, because I don't see him. I used to follow him on Instagram. And okay, also, just so you know, Mr. Bolt escaped prison twice. He escaped prison at this same Chester place in 2019, and like, and I think in 2020, like they like he escaped the same place twice, and it's literally the exact same place using that same method of the, they call it crab walking. I call it spider walking, but it's like up the wall, like so. Taking your body and like anchoring yourself between the walls and just walking your legs up the walls and your arms up the walls and then just getting out. And then he sort of just survived out there. But I think it was Igor Bolt who he ended up, when he escaped, he had came back because he just couldn't survive out there because
Yeah.
he got kind of hungry.
That's the reality of jail too. A lot of the times people just come right back. Recidivism is so high because they just can't handle a lot of things. The responsibility of not having somebody tell them when to sleep, wake up, eat, shower, poop. Well, they have control over when they poop, but it's a lot. It's a lot to be out here in an adult in a world that has to, like take care of yourself. So I see why
And
you go back.
the thing that was like Cavalcante, like his situation was very unique because apparently, because I was saying, like, I was like, oh yeah, like the, like, because the thing about it is the reason like people were so upset about the Igor situation is because they were just like the police really didn't find him. He kind of just came back. And people were upset at that. And I'm just like, no, like they're like, that's kind of something they tell them to do because when you try, you don't know what they're doing out there. So you don't know what the weapons they have. You don't know if they have other people that they've gotten warning signals out to, and they like, you don't know what you're going into. So the kind of the hope is that they just come back. But the problem with Cavalcante is he could go days without eating, his mom said. Like his mom said he's like used to being in the woods. So
Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. All right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like his murder of his girlfriend was not like the first murder he com potentially committed. Like apparently he's also wanted in suspicion of another murder in Brazil.
Oh no, lock him up.
Lock his ass up. I was like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah. And they was like, yeah, they're sending him upstate, upstate. Like they're sending him somewhere where his he wouldn't be able to survive the elements. He's probably gonna go somewhere in the Midwest.
Lock him up, Hannibal Lecter style.
Like, because he one, because like he's dangerous and like men like that because I always have like this little suspicions. I guess it's because of like all the like the serial killer documentaries I've watched with like people that are like women serial killers, but like specifically they ended up getting like kind of a following. Like people like they just think that they can change them. Women on the outside think that they can change them. I was just like, wait, what if a girl is helping him? Like that was my thought process. Like he
Like,
got a little boo
oh
thing.
yeah,
Little fang fang.
that's just wild how you can escape. You can escape
Yeah.
prison. I mean, he's not the first, and he won't be the last person to escape from jail. But I'm like, it's 2023. I didn't figure out all the ways yet.
But literally, it's like my whole thing is in so from in Pennsylvania, the number of escapees of county jail seems to have ticked up this year. From 2015 to 2022, there have been 14 escapees from county jails in Pennsylvania. In 2023, though, so far, at least six people have broken out of jail statewide. I mean, they probably been caught like probably the same day because, you know, that's just what, but like the fact that they're like, this is even like a usable effort, that just shows that they think of this shit as a joke. And
I'm gonna be honest with
I
you.
hate, I think prisons are like a horrible thing. And like, I don't agree with our prison system. But my whole thing is, if the point of what y'all trying to do is incarcerate people and then show them that incarceration is like the thing that is going to keep you away from society, but the thing that's supposed to keep them away from society is not doing that, you've missed the plot.
No, they haven't. The plot thickens. No, I'm kidding. I think it just feels like a conspiracy to me. Like, I just
Right.
don't trust the government right now in my life. So
No, because the government literally, this will be my whole thing, is my whole thought process is that I don't trust this, I don't trust certain things to like do things without a checks and balances system. And without a proper system of people that are not like, you ever had like a double blind case study? Like where, so you do a study, but you don't know who the people are that are picked out. So they don't know why, what's going on. Like they don't know, and you also don't know. It's kind of like they're just numbers. And so I feel like that in my mind is the best way to kind of run things. Is like we need to run things with like kind of almost like this double blind study where people are just not. We just do things just to do them, not for the personal gain. Because in the government is everything's all about who's paying who, where the money going, how, what you're funding, who's being funded, and that makes them care about that certain thing. But if they were just funding, let's say we made them fund just general, like, oh, like you want to fund you want to fund things? Okay, well, just fund in general. You don't know where this money's going, and that way the government doesn't know where they are also getting, so they can just do it by their own real thoughts instead of who's paying them. It's all about money.
It's
And
always about the green bottom line.
I hate it. Like, what was something like that kind of got you like your antennas itching?
Yes, I'm going to talk. Let me go to my list. Of course, I'm going to talk about Jaden Will.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
We're all tired of it. I know. We're all just like, all right, guys, you can wrap this up. I know your book's coming out. I was thinking about getting it. Jada's book, my partner read, well, you know how he read Will's book, and he was like, it was fantastic. I want to read it. And now I'm interested in reading Jada's book because I think people get so caught up in the marriage that they sometimes forget she's also a human being and she has a very interesting life story. Like her mom was a drug addict. She grew up in Baltimore in the 80s, which was, I mean,
Girl.
and crack was very much a thing. Now it's come out, well, not it's come out, but it's in her book that she was like, look, she was a drug dealer for a little bit. Like she was just out here, a little skinny, cute little girl, little tiny little girl, just trying to survive. And like, she just so happened to become super duper best friends with Tupac.
Right.
And so, okay, so one thing about that, mentioning Tupac, people, because she's always said that they're soulmates. And I don't think people realize, like, the belief is that you can also be soulmates with your friends. Like, I have friends who I'm like, our souls have known each other in another life. Like, you get me, I get you. We're here. And you can have that in a friendship. You can have that with another person without it being a sexual or intimate thing. So I think people forget that. And two, they forget that She lost her friend. You lost your best friend. You think about having a best friend and you lost them. I don't care how many years ago it was. You lost them. They died, and they died in a tragic way. If somebody brings up your friend to you constantly, you're not going to be sad about it. Like, you're not going to be like, dang. Because you still have that grief, even if it was 30 years ago.
Right. And then one of the things that we like we're not in conversation about, I feel like with this is you have a couple that have both come from dysfunction but have adapted to it in a two different ways. Like Will always talks about like how abusive his father was, how he used humor to as a coping mechanism, and he even like, and I feel like what was so, and people can talk all they want, but like I have my thoughts on the Red Table Talk. I don't feel like that was an appropriate space because it's not enough time. This is not a therapy session. Blah blah blah. We can talk about that, but I felt same times for Will Smith when he sat down and had those conversations that he did. I felt like we really got an understanding that Will Smith has said time and time again that he is not a perfect person, and somebody had wrote like they was like, yo, in his book he talked about how he is a narcissist, how he loves feeling good, like he does stuff not because of just doing things to be nice, he does it for validation. He's not this well-to-do person, and he's not this perfect person. And I think that I feel like you have to read both their books simultaneously to get the story.
Even Will just came out and said if he had read her book 30 years ago, he would have hugged her more. And he's like, I'm gonna start now. I was like, oh, that's it's been 30
Yeah.
years. But like, you have to understand, people are not altruistic. Like, people are usually humans, even if you are just a nice person and you do something for somebody, there's still something in it that you're getting. And that's usually the feeling of like a job well done, the feeling of that validation of like, you did this for this person. Me, I love giving when I can. I love giving my family and friends gifts, but I love giving them thoughtful gifts to the point where it's like, oh my God, you know me, or you thought about me, or I mentioned this 4 years ago, or not 4 years ago, but I mentioned this 6 months ago and you got it for me for my birthday. Like you
Right.
remember, you're paying attention. So, obviously I like giving them gifts, but it makes me feel good to have them be happy or to for them to know that I'm thinking about them and that I love them. So I think we've gotten so caught up as a people, have gotten so caught up in the idea of Jada and Will and this long lasting marriage, and it seems like they're friends and it's just they're beautiful people individually and together that we forget that they're just like regular people trying to figure it out. And what works for your marriage works for your marriage. What works for mine, what works for Latanya's is what works for us. Like, and it's
Right.
not gonna look the same anymore. Like those cookie cutter marriages of like, we're together till death do us part and only together for just the two of us, monogamous. Like some of that has changed. It's been changing, but people are now just getting the courage enough to talk about it.
Yeah, like you have literal people that have been in semi-open relationships that don't even talk about it. Like they know, like, so for example, like it's been people that like wholeheartedly their partner, they know their partner has another partner. Like they don't deal with that other partner, but they just know that that partner exists and they're just fine with it. Like they're just like, this makes my marriage happy, so I'm just gonna go with along with it. And that is people's personal choice. Like some people literally sleep in different rooms in their house. Like some people literally like only see each other maybe 6 months out of the year. And that works for them. And I think that people are blaming them and saying, well, they made it seem like their marriage was so perfect. And I'm like, no. Did they make their marriage seem like it was so perfect, or did they just not have you in a business?
How about that? They never were like, we're just the perfect couple. We love each other. It was like, we love each other. We will hold each other down, which is the truth. Like, you don't have to be in a relationship with somebody in that way to still love them and to care about them and have their best interest at heart. And I think, like, people are like, take me out the group chat, take me out the group chat. Y'all keep clicking, though.
Y'all, and my whole thing is like, I think that they was like, oh, she's so money hungry. I was like, this girl got more money than she know what to do with. If she was really money hungry, she would just do a movie. She would just do another movie. She would do a TV show.
Or like a salacious tell-all about like the industry or something crazy like that. And she, I'm sure, especially now with all the buzz, she could just do a movie. I don't think it's being money hungry. That lady been rich for quite some time. Like,
And
even before they got together, she had enough money. Like,
more than enough. And so I'm just like, I'm just confused. And I think that we just need to get away from this conversation of like, oh, she's embarrassing him, to, oh shit, she's just telling her truth. I think we've been so, I think what's happened is especially with social media, like it was this thing where like you see, for example, with TikTok stars, like the people that we make famous, we give platforms to, they get super high, we get the millions of followers and all of this stuff, and then we just hate them. But the fact is that that couldn't be done to them because they had a substantial standing before social media was a real big thing. Now we're just trying to do that in modern time. We're just trying to bring her down and make her seem like she's this bad person. I just don't think she's a bad person. I simply think that she's somebody with a real story to tell, and that regardless of how we like it or not, it's the truth. The truth of the matter is you have two people who have been damaged by their parents, who try to are having a marriage that is of their own design. And my whole thing is technically all they are is separated, a separated couple who just won't divorce. We everybody knows a couple like that. Aunt Leanne been married to Uncle Johnny for years. She ain't just never divorced, and they ain't lived together in years. But we know that, but we don't like to assign what our realistic experience is to them, because we like to dehumanize. And that's the thing that we like to do for celebrities is dehumanize.
My
Especially black celebrities.
yeah, because we do like put them on a pedestal, and I understand why. Like, we don't in our community, we don't get to on a day-to-day basis see a couple that seems like they actually do love each other, a successful, rich, handsome, beautiful black couple. So when we get that, it's like a lot of us hold on to that idea for dear life. Look at the Huxtables. Like, and they were a fictional family, but that was like people's aspirations for years before all the Bill Cosby stuff. It's like, I want to be like the Huxtables. I want to have a family like the Huxtables. And for Will and Jada, it's like, I want to have a marriage like Will and Jada. Like, it's been cracking me up because that Alicia Keys song has not aged well at all. She named like three couples in there. Was it Kimora and Russell?
And the damage, and that is damaging. When you hold people onto a pedestal, that is damaging to them because it dehumanizes them. It makes them an object for your, and so if you're not acting right, oh, we just gotta throw you away for the next new toy.
Exactly.
And it reminds me of, remember that little like documentary type of show, Black Love, and we talk about all those couples. Like, most of those couples are now getting a divorce.
Broken up.
Most of them, like, and the fact of the matter is, it's not that Black Love just doesn't work out and there is no example. I just feel like we need to stop looking at people for idolization, for to create an idol. We need to look at people as people. Think of them, even though, yes, like, it's a different relationship because these are people of entertainment, but we just need to look at people as people. People gonna go through the ebbs and flow of life. Just because they talk about a happy story don't mean that it's not some sad shit to go behind it. Like, people, grandma and grandpa can talk about all the happy times in their marriage, but you know that grandma stole grandpa from his little girlfriend that he had. Like, you get what I'm saying? There's some truth and some humanness behind those happy times.
Because there's plenty of Aunt Bettys that's like, Aunt Betty look a little different from the rest of y'all. That's because Aunt Betty got a different mom. We
Right.
saw, what was it, Fences? Not Fences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know how that works. Like, their little baby came in because the mama died, and now grandma done raised somebody else's kid. Like, they just. And a lot of that is crazy because family, that theme has been coming up a lot lately of family secrets in the Black community. And it's like sometimes we do need to share more with each other and within families so that history won't be doomed to repeat itself. And so people won't be putting other relationships, especially on a pedestal, because like you said, grandma and grandpa was together until they dropped dead, but we don't know grandpa had an outside baby that grandma raised, or the fact that grandma hit grandpa with her car and almost killed him. Like,
Everybody, listen, everybody, all these black families got the cast iron skillet story. Like
yes.
that is real and that is truth. And I think that we are so just, I don't know. I just don't feel like we just give enough grace. And I feel like essentially the overanalyzing of the situation. And another thing I think that comes up again and again, of course, is the Oscar slap that was hurled across the world.
Yeah.
And she was saying, was shocked that he said his wife. And I think it's because he had not, probably in their close circle of people, had not said his wife for a long time.
And that's still his wife, though.
It still is, but he probably never, because she still was like, she was just like, oh, like he called me his wife. Like I was like shocked, like that he even said that, because it was like, and again, we go. I have to go back to like watching that episode about like Will and like him talking about all this stuff, about how basically like he felt like he held Jada onto a pedestal. He wanted her to be this perfect individual, blah blah, like all these things. And I feel like the Oscar slap, yes, it was him defending his wife, and we could see it that way. But the other part of it is the ego trip that he went through, that he had to defend her, that he had to be that person, and he had to be like, yeah, that's my wife, and puff his chest. And that to her could be triggering, because he's done that behavior in the past and it's made her uncomfortable. Like it was like this one instance he talked about where he said it was her birthday, and I think it was like she was turning like 40. And for her birthday, he played a voicemail that she had not heard from her grandmother. And it was a very intimate voicemail, and he played it for the party to do, for the party to hear. And he looked at her for validation, for her to be happy, but she literally was crumbling because he took a something that he could have shared with her intimately and wanted to show the world that he was a good husband. I'm a good husband. Oh, see how I care about the little things. And that was what, and he wanted her to validate him and all of the other people. And that, when he did the Oscar slap, could have been a reminder of those type of moments where he, instead of looking to her and seeing how what she felt like he should do, taking upon himself to take that step. And yeah, and I think that we, like, of course we want protectors, we want people like that, but sometimes when certain instances come up, they can be a reminder that this person still has an ego that they have to, they're getting placated on.
Ego, trauma, like they both come from very traumatic experiences and backgrounds, like you said. And I think a part of me understands Will, Libra to Libra. Because
Yeah.
some of the things I'm like, he just, that was beautiful. He played that. But as also as a woman who's lost an important person in their life, I'm like, oh, if that, depending on what the message, the voicemail was, why would you play that? And then why would you play that? Because then I'm going to be in full blown tears. But I think
Right.
the theme of their relationship, or the things that they were letting out about their relationship, is him doing these grand gestures, thinking like, "Look at me, I'm a great husband." And she's just like, "I didn't want that." Like even down to the house she had, and it was crazy because she mentioned, I remember because I was on the Red Table Talk wagon for a little bit. They got me with the Jordan
Your yeah.
episode. Suck me in. But I remember her mentioning he had got her like this huge house or whatever, and I think it was their episode together, and he was just like look what I did, like I'm a man, I'm accomplished, like I did this, I painted this pretty picture in this fairy tale that I thought everything was supposed to be, this fantasy. That's also a Libra thing. But like she just wanted a farmhouse. And she had a farmhouse before he was like, oh yeah, well, we basically like, yeah, we go together now. She had this little farmhouse that she was getting renovated, and she had no plans on moving back to LA. And he was just like, well, we go together now. So I think.
And that doesn't fit my image of success, what it means to be a husband, because as a, like, yeah, like he had this idea of what he thought.
I would have definitely asked her, like, I see you. Got this farmhouse situation, like, if we're going to be together and if we're going to make this a long-term thing, I'm gonna get her a farmhouse. Like, okay, have a little fancy house somewhere, but I'm gonna get her a farmhouse. So it's like whenever you need to escape, or maybe we can live here. You know, just have a super fancy wing. That's also a Libra thing. We like nice things to our eyeballs. Like, we like to look at nice things as far as like
Yeah.
beautiful people
Because y'all
and
like the aesthetics. Like Libras, if nothing else, Libras are about the aesthetics. And but she's a Virgo and she's all about the home. Like she wants a home. And I think that that's something like she wants a like a comfort spot, like a place where she can just be comfortable.
there's a whole lot. Like, if you look into, if you really, I don't want to say if you believe in the zodiac, but if you put any like weight into it, it's their relationship dynamic. It's funny
It's
because
very
I'm a fully
Virgo
in my
Libra
household.
relationship.
But everybody, it's funny because it's unfolding in my household. I'm a Libra and my partner is a Virgo. And just hearing some of their relationship stuff, I'm like, woo, child. Will, you are terrible, but I understand.
Money. They literally just have more money. Like, that's all it is. Like,
That's literally it. And Libra and Virgos are not really compatible. You really have to try hard to make it work. Very, very hard.
yeah, there is like, and but there was one thing I had read about Libra and Virgo, because it's crazy, because my stepdad and my mom are Libra Virgo as well. Like,
That Libra?
yeah, he's a Libra and my mom's a Virgo.
I like
But it's like something that I notice about Libras is like they like people valid, they love validation from others. They love it. Like, they like the fancy jewelry, the name brand clothes, the aesthetics, like things that like if they could do it within their means, they want the best of whatever that is. And
absolutely.
not that they need it. Huh?
I said abso-freaking-lutely. I can't afford Gucci, but I can go to Target.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like they do it within their means. Like, if I'm not gonna go to Aldi for my groceries, I'm gonna go to Whole Foods.
I used to be like that. Some of that comes with maturity
Yeah.
and self-reflection, but I'm like, I need the best. I want the best. And I think honestly, if I had more zeros in my bank account, I probably would be shopping at Whole
Right.
Foods, getting strictly organic.
Right, like organ, and it's like not for any like, you know, they want the best of the best, because they want that validation from others. And definitely when you're an underdeveloped person, and the underdeveloped signs are their worst characteristics. So somebody that has experienced trauma, like Will has, he needs it to excess, because he needs to, his thing is about being a man, and not even just like being a man, but being different than his father, and being like, I don't know, like he just wants to validate himself in so many ways. And and he lost his dad too, like, so he just doesn't have his father. So like all the things that he's really striving for, his dad just doesn't see.
I would have loved for them to get family therapy together, but I think one piece that is missing is Libras like balance and harmony. And sometimes we'll try, if you have done the self-work, you understand that in your need to have balance and harmony, you think you're doing things for everybody else to make them happy, to create that balance and harmony for yourself. But in reality, you're just trying to like, it's self, it's still coming from a place of self. But like for me, when everybody else around is happy around me, then I'm happy as a clam. I feel good. Everybody else got what they need, but you don't often do that self-work because you're so busy looking at other people. Like you said, it can come off as validation, and some of it is.
Yeah. Like, do you really want that, or is that what you feel like you should have because society tells you that that's what you want? It's like they want to be a doctor, but in real reality, they could be a art they would just be an artist. Like, if they could, they would be an artist, but they're being a doctor because they know, one, that fulfills like the materialistic need, but also the social revenue, like the social standing, like
What,
getting a lot of,
doctor?
like,
Wow.
wow.
That feels good to hear. I ain't gonna hold you. That's some of my self-work that I need to do. But if I were to be a doctor, it honestly would be one to just have more letters next to my name. But that comes from a place of like, for people to look up to me like, you're a doctor? Wow. So, And I might not ever do anything with a doctorate, but the fact that you have to call me Dr. Watson,
Right.
like,
It scratches that itch. It's that
no.
little thing that scratches that itch. Whereas I think that, I don't know, like Virgos can be very subdued people. They can be very subdued and pulled back. They, for whatever reason, like they kind of don't take well to spotlight.
It depends on the Virgo. Because male and female are way
Yeah.
different. I love me a Virgo world. But the men are, it's a need for perfection, but projecting some of that onto other people. And if they don't meet those standards, it's like, you're a terrible person. And it's like, hey, I'm just a little human. I'm so sorry. Like,
Yeah, it's bad. Like it's so bad. It's one of those things where it's like you understand that two people can love each other so much, but sometimes they're just not, it's just not gonna work, especially right now, like in this time. They said like they literally haven't lived together in 7 years. But the whole thing about it is that within these 7 years, they've been to award shows together, they have been in spaces together, like as like so I feel like yes, they haven't lived together. But in the structure of what it is that they still very much love each other.
I don't think that'll ever stop. Whether they choose to restart their marriage or whether they choose to stay separated forever, I think they will always have at least a friendship. And I feel like they always will be ride or die for each other no matter what. Like, even if they end up in two separate relationships, like serious relationships, I think it's like if he called me, I'm running. If she called me, I'm out the door. Like, whoever our significant others are at the time, just might have to understand. They have an understanding and a friendship above all else, I think. They on the same page about something. Because we didn't
Yeah.
know they was separated.
About loving each other. And I think that they're on also the same page about they tell their story. They tell the narrative. You don't get to tell them their story.
Exactly. Well, Will and Jada, I wish you all the best. I feel like August is somewhere like I told y'all.
I told y'all.
He is feeling very much vindicated. You go, Glinka, go.
You go. The movie references, folks, we are going to be popping them off today. All right, topic. What's the next subject?
You see, there's been so much. Oh, okay. I don't know if you've been following this whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Kayla Nicole situation. I feel. Let's keep this brief, only because, and I'm sorry to all the Swifties out there, I can't stand Taylor Swift personally.
Personally, so and oh my God, oh I can't remember what it was, like what TikTok it was, but girl was literally, she was interviewed briefly on the street and she was just like, how do you feel, like I guess about Taylor Swift and like whatever, and she was just like, Taylor Swift uses feminism not for the way it is, not for the real way it is about equality, but just to tell people that they can never criticize her. And that is the truth.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And she was a black woman with a fro. I was like, yes, girl, period. Like,
Think
because
about it.
your whatever they're saying is like anti-feminist, like that you're using, they'll just come back at you with racism. Like you say something about freaking Taylor Swift, you are a porch monkey.
Her fans are ridiculous.
Diabolical.
And they're all mostly young white girls, let's be honest. But and some young gay guys too, let's be for real. But like
Yeah.
I feel like she's also a bully. Like, but just very
She's just
what?
a bully. Like, she's a dude bully.
Like she's a bully. And I feel like when Kanye West did that whole I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album. Whatever of all time or something. Like, I feel like she's been low key using that moment and she's been dragging it. And people have been like, oh, give Taylor a pass. Remember that thing that happened with Kanye? Oh, Taylor. And she's
That
always the
like,
victim. It's like, oh, her boyfriends keep breaking up with her and now she's gonna write a song about it. What was, oh, Taylor, we're here for you, babe. Like, and I'd be like, girl,
I hear. I'm like, who's here? Because I'm not.
Taylor has been a young woman on the dating scene. It hasn't worked out. She's but Taylor Swift and Lori Harvey are the same person. Like,
Right, correct.
break up, except Taylor Swift has been able to have a career and written very popular songs about it. That's it. But it's something about her underneath those little eyes that I'm just like, it's conniving. Like, something about it. I'm just like, I got my eyes on you, Taylor. And even though you took that picture with Beyonce, even though the queen bestowed upon you that photograph.
I mean, you know, she's humble. Like, our queen is humble. Like, she's willing to take a picture with her subject. So, like, it's okay.
What kind woman Beyonce is, like, for giving back to the little people. But, like, I
Like,
just, oh, Taylor Swift, she scratches a nerve, and she scratches like a toothache in the back. Like, and I feel so bad for this black woman who was literally minding her black business. That's like you getting in a relationship with a guy and just not working out, and then suddenly his ex's friends are like, oh wow, you see that she's dating your ex now. Would it, like, it's like, ma'am, I'm minding my business over here. I have not said anything about him and his low cut with the fade. I have not said anything about him.
About oh, no, about his cop stash. He's giving. I am a cop who turns off my body camera.
The fact that they did the side by side when he had a low cut with a fade with Kayla, and now he's with Taylor Swift and he got the cop stash.
It's crazy.
You just Kardashian dust. You went from black to white now. What is happening here?
Literally, we don't know. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? So one of the things that gets me is that he's an opportunist. Like, there literally has been whole rumors around him about how he's like basically a cheapskate and he asks his women for money. And so they're like, yo, like he's about to ride this into the wind. He's going to marry this girl.
I can so see that. Ew, gross. I can see that. I mean, Jason would never love him. I mean, maybe because they're related, but Jason
Yeah.
is, who isn't
I
he?
love Jason. I love Jason and his little family. First of all, like that's what I'm saying. Like she's good. Like at the end of the day, the opportunist part of it is the fact that like babes, it's working out because literally the podcast became number one. His jerseys have been selling. And the NFL, like the NFL has literally been leaning into this mess. Like I'm like, this is a little much. So much for this little Tay Tay. Come on now.
And all of the everything was about how Taylor Swift was at the game. And it's like, okay, girl, we see you with the other wives and girlfriends, like, relax. Like,
And with and what gets what pisses me off though, like really, is the fact that girl, like you just got here. Like she buddying up to his mom. I'm like, see, this is what I be talking about. Like, I'm like, white people really just they literally will can meet moms. They just go mom to mom to mom to mom. Like, because I just would not. Like, I don't want to meet all these people mamas. Like, you got I got one or two mamas in me.
how many moms has she met, I wonder? But I just, so Kayla Nicole had penned this nice letter to black women out there, and I thought it was beautiful. And I wish I could find it. I would read part of it, but I don't know if I can find it. But she spoke a lot to black women and how we're treated and how we're viewed and things like that. And the people, the Swifties, still was basically like, don't nobody want to hear all that. Taylor's with Nana and the Boo Boo, Taylor's with Travis. Like, just the way we're treated as a species, black women, we are an entity all on our own. But just as how we're treated and how we're so unprotected, especially now, it's getting really, really bad. I feel for us, and I feel like this should make us unite even more. Because often it's ourselves. Like the amount of, when something happens with a Black woman, the amount of other Black women in the comments just tearing them apart is really saddening. Like it's
Right.
ridiculous. And we need to stop doing that. We need to come together because ain't nobody else gonna be about us but us.
And what is crazier than that is the fact that Taylor Swift knows the power she holds. Like she knows that she could literally tell these people to stop doing that because that's mean girl activity and we're not mean girls. But she decides to be like, I'm just saying my own thing. Like I can't control these people. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, but you know what you're doing. Because in the same way, you know that the minute somebody says something against you that you don't like about your dating history, you go right at like vitriol. She knows the game and she's playing it and she's playing her fans because in the same, because she wants a different audience. Like Taylor Tay Tay wants a different audience. She wants to be able to, you know, have her cake and eat it too. She wants to expand her reach into things, and also she wants to stay. I'm not going to stay relevant because she is a very relevant person, like of course, but just stay on people's mind because, like, girl, like, just date, just date. I don't care, but like, why do they be going so hardcore?
Just date and hush. That's what I want to tell these people. Just go about your business. Date the people you date and screw who you ever go screw and hush. We don't need to
Hush.
know all about it all the time. Just do what you're gonna do and leave us out of it because I could go on and on about
Tired,
Taylor
girl.
Swift, but
I'd
she
be
really
tired. I'd be
is.
like, girl, are you not tired? My whole thing is like they feel like he's probably going to end up proposing to her, and I'm like, yeah, I can see that. I can see literally her being proposed to, but never marrying him because who knows?
I feel like Taylor Swift getting married doesn't do well for
Her brand.
her brand. Like it just doesn't.
It doesn't fit her. It really, I can't picture Taylor Swift as a wife.
I can't either. Like it doesn't go for the we're feminists, we're baddies, we don't need a man. Like it doesn't fit with that.
Right. Yeah,
So,
so well, we shall see. We're gonna see. Hopefully I don't see them anymore, but we will. Like literally the minute because we mentioned that, the NSA is literally gonna put up articles on my phone. They're gonna be talking about them
oh my
nonstop.
God.
Like my NSA agent is a bully.
Jesus Christmas. Oh, okay. Here's one that we may have talked about. Side note, Rayshondra and Lenny Rich.
Oh my God, Ray and Lashandra, where's
Don't.
the money? Where's the money?
Oh, we should explain it for all the people who are like, who the hell are these people?
Wait, do you want me to explain who these people are?
Yes, you do a better job of explaining this whole situation because it's insane.
Rashonda and Lashonda, or is Rashandra or Lashandra? So it could be either because I've seen it with the R, not the R at the end. So correct me if I'm wrong, folks. But we're gonna call Rashandra Ray and Lashandra her full name. So Ray is a TikTok person. I'm sure people have seen her. She's literally like she'll sit. She's a Black woman. She sits in front of like a real like blackboard. She has her marker and she's literally explaining stuff to people and it's so funny and she's hilarious. And Lashandra is her wife. So Ray and Lashandra have been married for like a few like several years now,
I
several
think
years.
like seven.
Yeah, 7. Yeah, so 7 years. And basically they have been like kind of like the funny couple, but like really it's more of Ray than Lashandra. But Lashandra, like a very pivotal part is that she is a minister. And Ray has had weight loss surgery, bariatric surgery to like lose some weight, and she's just like giving baddie, like she, but she's always given opulence, like so, like there's like never, but like she's really in her bad girl era, like she's been, I the picture that people could will know them of is like she's like literally in like this cat suit with this animal print, and Lashandra is in like a pink suit. So Lashandra, so basically it, everything has all come to a head and imploded, is that Ray pretty much comes online and says like, hey, I'm currently homeless even though I have money in the bank, and it's all because of Lashandra, because Lashandra has not been paying rent, the rent that we've been owing. So she's been, so what kind of their dynamic is that Lashandra kind of holds this heteronormative macho machismo personality. However, she still goes 50-50 with her on the rent. So Ray sends Lashandra money to pay her half of the rent, but she pays it late, so she has to pay a late fee. So like whatever that late fee is, she pays her. And the reason why she gets pays a late fee is because Ray gets paid from TikTok, and the TikTok money only comes a certain time of the month, and it comes after it's supposed to be due. So but they pay back, but and as well, at least in her mind. And but come to find out, months and months and months and months have not been getting paid, which has resulted in them being evicted. Ray tried to stop them from them getting evicted, but it ended up being that it was so past due, and they have been doing so many notices for them that she was none the wiser of. And yeah, they told him they had to go. So LaShawn, like basically Ray is homeless but still having money in the bank. Like she has money where she can afford rent and go somewhere else, but she just right now she doesn't have a home because she still has to find a place to live. Lashandra is on TikTok and kind of does this whole praise Jesus the Lord's my shepherd, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And the minute that that started happening, everybody was just like, yeah, she did that.
Yes.
And
She responded with like a scripture, and the scripture, it's like you would use that one like to justify what you're doing. You for sure did it.
You did it. You the one. You did that. And oh, so like the holes that have been kind of happening were like Ray kind of like was finding out little tidbits is that Lashandra may have had a criminal past of fraud, finding that out from visiting a church that they had went to. Come to find out, she also Lashandra has potentially been stealing from the church that she was at before. And also that Lashandra might not even be her real name. And this was found out through other people because when they try to look her up, like the first and last name, no record comes up for her. So their thing, but it is potential that she's been using other aliases when she's been getting locked up. And
It's just,
it's girl.
I feel so bad for this woman. At first I was like, I can't feel but so bad because you ain't like, you ain't know none of this was going on. But then I had to remember all of the people and that I've ever come across in life who have been deceitful. When people want to get away with something, they will figure out a way to keep it going, to keep a scam going, to keep a lie going. So it's like, this lady really was bamboozled.
Right. And the thing is, like, I one of the things that I was brought to was the fact of financial abuse that people literally experienced that. Like this woman, so there's like there was a whole nother aspect to this that I felt like me and you could kind of discuss because me and you are friends and we're very good friends. And so one of the ways that Ray had got really famous was she was on Say Yes to the Dress and for marrying Lashandra. And apparently Ray, Lashandra had text Ray's best friend asking for $1,000 to go to the dress that was picked, but told the girl to not say anything to Ray. And I don't know about you, but my friends couldn't hold water when it come to me.
Unless it was like, hey, I'm throwing LaTanya a surprise party, don't say nothing. I'm immediately going, Is everything okay? I might not come out and be like, yeah, your wife is talking, your fiance is talking about cannot give her money to towards this dress, but I'd be like, is everything okay financially? And then Latanya would be like, yeah, everything's fine. What are you talking about? And I'd be like, listen, your fiance just called and asked if I could give like some money towards the dress or whatever. Like, is everything going on? Are y'all communicating? Like, what is it that's going on?
Right, because the minute I find out some sneaky freaky stuff is going on, baby, we got to shut it down. And my friends, like I know my best friends and I know my friends. You just couldn't do something like that to me. And that's what the other people are saying. They're saying like this was not just like a you can talk about a whole bunch of things, but the fact is that these other people in this person's life kept hush hush. Like, but sooner or later it had to come out, and Ray even said that in a secondary video, they all had to come out. And Rent-A-Center becomes involved in this whole situation. It's a lot, baby. You can play with a lot of people, but please don't ever play with Rent-A-Center. Okay? That's if you go and play with anybody, play with something safer, because Rent-A-Center come to get they shit. They don't give a
Listen.
F if it's listen. So and what happened was they moved into the place that they're in now, or it was their last place, whatever. It was a dining room set. Lashondra tells Ray that the dining room set was gifted to them by an aunt of Lashondra. Come to find out, this was a Rent-A-Center dining room set, and Rent-A-Center came to get their shit back. And my whole thing is, Rent-A-Center will come in the middle of your grandmama's funeral to come get their shit. They don't give a damn.
They will take your grandmother's coffin from underneath her if it's from Rent-A-Center. Like,
Like, Rent-A-Center don't play. You can play with a lot of things, a lot of things, but Rent-A-Center is not one of them.
I just, it amazes me how people can scam and think that eventually it's not going to come around. It might take 7 years, but it'll come back around to you.
And people are like, where the money at? And I'm just like, she don't know where that money at. That money was spent before, like by the time when it went into Lashandra account, it was already zero. She probably was already in debt. It was probably like there's no money, y'all. Like there is no money.
I just
I hope that wasn't on that hot on that rent on that space. Like I hope that their names weren't both one, because that's an eviction on her record as well.
good luck, but because like when you play, what is it, when you play stupid prize, when you
Expect to win games, expect super prizes, okay?
like I just
Jail immediately.
I
Electric.
think she should go to jail for fraud. Like, and I hope this lady don't have an eviction on her record. Like, I hope that people can be like, oh, okay, we clearly see that you were taken advantage of. You can present the receipts. I'm sure she got the bank statements from her transferring the amount to.
Every month, like she was transferring this amount out, right? Like that's literally what I would do. Like she couldn't even play me like that. You couldn't even play on me like that. Miss
Listen.
Man.
One thing my great grandmother told my grandmother, who then told my mother, who then told me, never let your right hand know what the left hand is doing. You can, meaning my mother told it to me in the context of you can have a joint account to pay your family bills and all that, your household stuff that needs to be handled together, but you always have you some on the side. Like you have your own bank account with your own money in it, and they ain't always got to know how much is in it either or have access to it. But you also, I need to see some receipts. I don't care if we are married. I need to know proof that you sent, or we need to both have access to the payment portal, because we need to both have access to that. So when I pay, I get a receipt that comes in my email that says, "Thank you so much for your payment." We
And for
need
say
to.
stuff also happens to you, like not even in a non-trusting thing, like people don't realize like life is very short, y'all. You could go today or tomorrow. What if like that person, like you don't have access to nothing? Like what? No. Oh,
Like,
let's not play a game.
I wish her nothing but the worst. I
Oh,
hope.
yo, she literally said that. Oh my God. She's like, and she needs her ass.
This lady, uh-oh. Hold on.
Here come trouble.
What are you gonna be like to do with that?
Trouble, make it double.
I'm sorry, people.
Oh, she
Are you gonna say hi to the people?
drive-by. Like, she did a little drive-by.
Are you gonna say hi to the people listening?
Hi, people.
Hi.
Can you go back there with Daddy, please? Now that you said hi. Thank you all for your patience and understanding with my two little ones. That was
Yes.
the big 3-year-old who is she's a spicy jalapeno.
Habanera.
But yeah, I wish her nothing but the worst. What does she say? She said, I'm willing.
To burn the bridge while I'm still standing on it to let you know I am not to be played with.
Nothing has
The
rung
word that was a sermon testimony.
that had been on their preaching.
I was like, oh, O'Reilly's. I'm sorry.
Did she take herself to the board?
Yo, I think so. I think she took herself to the board.
But I appreciate the fact that she's not like, oh, I just didn't know. Like, she's not. And if she did, that was her right to
She's
react.
mad. She's going through the grieving process.
Yeah.
The grieving. She's mad.
Like, she's like, I fell for the okie doke. Like, don't pretend as if you're. I don't like when people pretend that they're so, like, they're way more outwardly hurt than what they really feel. Like, I know she's hurt. We're talking about your wife of 7 years, like, to completely deceive you and betray you. But I feel like her being like, listen, I know I'm a public figure. This is out there. Yes, it's real. This is what's happening. I'm getting a divorce.
And it's what it is. I'm sure, but here's the thing, the part of grief, like you know that the sadness will probably come, but we'll never see, we won't see. And I think I'm okay with that. Like I don't need to see her being sad because I don't want to see Ray being sad because Ray is really a light, like she's really funny and amazing. And I think that she doesn't necessarily need to expose that because one, people take things and run with it. First, people were feeling bad for her and feeling so bad, but then they start overanalyzing, make it seem like it was her fault, victim blaming. Like, so the internet can be so wishy-washy. I feel like when the space where she needs to heal is with the people in her real life, not with us.
Yes, her kids and the people that actually love her and is going to be there for her. I hope they bring her ex-wife on charges. She
Lock her up.
can do sermons from prison.
Clink, clink.
God don't like ugly. Speaking of prison,
Okay.
old Carly Russell,
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my.
$18,000 in a year in jail.
I mean, honestly, that's about it. That's all about. That's about all I need from her. Honestly, because it really was like, I mean, it was serious. It was serious. Okay. I'm not gonna say it wasn't serious, but I'm gonna just say this. We can wrap it up now. We can wrap it up.
Thank you. Because when it came out, I was like, okay, for the people who were like to jail with her, are you satisfied? She's getting a year. She's having to pay back all this money that I'm sure that she didn't have because she was trying to steal from the register at work. But so I think that's enough. Like, and I really hope that people will stop trying to punish Black women to the most severe depths of the earth, because if this was a white girl that had did this, she probably would have just got probation, maybe, and probably the fees or restitution or whatever like that. So if
Right.
she
The
got
only case we have is actually a case we went over the case on like the Honest T, the girl in California. So like she, the only reason really why they really threw the book at her is because she took money from the victims fund. Had she not took that money from the victims fund, they probably would not have cared. Like
Like, and again, it comes down to money. Like, for
money.
particular case.
And she looked good. She looked the part. Them blue eyes with that blonde hair really sold the story. And then, like, and again, other Black people, please, You asking, begging for justice to be served against her is not going to make white people like you anymore. So that's that one.
But I think we can wrap up old Carly, and she can go on and live the rest of her life and pay her fines and do her year. She probably will end up getting just like a probation situation. I don't think she'll do a full year.
No, because it's overcrowding. They're not going to, she's not going to do all that time.
And
Also,
she's
she's
a
going to end
professor
up
there.
filing, also, she's probably going to also going to end up filing bankruptcy. So she's probably not going to pay that money either.
Like, she'd be all right.
She'd be fine. And I wish her the best. Like, I wish her the best. I hope she gets help. Because literally, like, she does need help because she has poor coping mechanisms. Like, she just has problematic coping mechanisms and she just needs some help. And so I wish her all the best in the future. You know, I hope I just don't see her on my news feeds anymore. I'm a little tired.
Unless she's become a successful doctor or nurse or whatever she was trying to be, and she opened up a clinic for underserved children. I don't know. Then I'd be
Right.
like,
Like, I want her to, yeah, like, I want
go,
her to be
Carly.
successful. Like, I want her to turn this story around, flip it and reverse it, and basically make people eat shit.
But not on Dr. Phil, Carly. You better not go on Dr. Phil.
You
Even
on Dr. Phil, I'm
if
tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Because Dr. Phil really will run you in the mud and he literally will make you feel like the worst human being in the earth for only his ratings and self-gratification. So yeah.
he's not even a real clinician for mental health. He's not. Like, he's
Not like he
useless.
literally has like a like it's like a he has like a ED, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think his doctorate is in something random. Like, he's never been a therapist, a counselor, none of that. Like, his credentials are in something else. He just knows enough. I guess you can sell anything. If you know enough, you can BS your way through a lot.
Nope. So he has like experience in psychology, sociology, and observation. Let me see something. I'm just gonna see what actually is his like degree type in.
Because I don't think he's actually been a practicing clinician. Like, how I've sat in there in sessions and been a therapist in sessions, he hasn't. He don't have those types of credentials.
So he has a BA in psychology. He went to experiment. He got his master's in experimental psychology and a doctorate in philosophy. A doctor of philosophy in clinical psychology, but he and his training is in forensic psychology, but he's not been a doctorate, like he's not like a medical, like he's not with, like he's not like a psychiatrist, like
Yeah,
he doesn't have
have
any
to get
psych type of.
he would have to go to medical school to be a psychiatrist.
Right. So he's been in psychology, and then like he has like basically, yeah, like he did it in rheumatoid arthritis. It wasn't, he did his dissertation on rheumatoid arthritis, a psychological intervention. He did a year doctoral training in forensic psychology. And then I guess he obtained a his after obtaining his doctorate, he joined his father in Texas where his he established a private psychology practice where I'm guessing, yeah. But most of his stuff is with like court support. So basically,
Those experts that come in when they call in an expert.
yeah, like so the TV show Bull was based on him, like in his background. Like basically he j picked jurors and like he kind of helped people with that. But he's no longer he no longer has those credentials where he can practice. Like wherever his show is, he can't practice there. Like his degree, like his thing, his practicum, like it has to be in Texas. And you know, we already know how, you know, that works.
That's what it is. He has a doctorate in psychology. He's just not a licensed
Right.
psychologist. Like, he doesn't have. Now, of course, you can practice. You can be a therapist or whatever without having a licensure, but you can't call yourself a licensed anything. Like, that has to be known.
Right. Like his doctor is because he has like a P, like a he has a doctor of philosophy. Like it's like a it's in something different. Like it's not really a he's never practiced in like a medical psychiatry setting.
And that's what people were trying to make it seem like he was a psychiatrist. And it's like, no, he has a background in psychology, but he's not really completely qualified
He's not
to
qualified. Like he has a degree in clinical psychology, but that doesn't mean he's like practicing like his clinical setting, like education probably could have come from some clinical hours he may have done. Like they may have made him do clinical hours and some things, but he has not practiced psychology in a long enough time to where any of his stuff is credible. Like he literally has been on TV for like 20 years, like none, and he's not done anything with like that practice. His practice is done. He hasn't had a practice in years. And anything he's done, all the controversy he's had since then, really shows that he's just a quack with a bunch of horse crap, just like Dr. Oz.
Woo, that's a that would be another thing
That's another.
for another time, Dr. Oz. While we wrap it
Those
up.
supplements that Dr. Oz is recommending, he's a quack, he's full of shit, he's easily bought by the supplement organizations. He has been literally been put in front of Congress because of misinformation he's been promoting, been using his degree. And that was the thing with Dr. Phil, is that they're saying that he's like saying that it is a doctor, and he is backing these practices that have like a little shake or a little shaky quakey.
Because when people hear the word doctor, unless you are specific and upfront with them, they're going to think doctor, like medical doctor, or you're a doctor. Yeah, they're always going to think medical doctor. Like my aunt has a doctorate in math, like in I think math or math education or something like that. And I can call her Dr. Godmom, but like she does not have a medical degree. You would still call her doctor because that's her credentials are honorifics, but she's not a medical doctor. If I get my PsyD, which is the equivalent of a PhD with psychology, you would have to call me Dr. Watson. Am I a medical doctor? Can I prescribe you meds? No, but
No.
I still have a doctor, so you're gonna have to call me doc. Like,
Right.
but
And that's like the whole thing, is that we in America, the way we kind of use the term doctor, and like, because apparently, like, you literally can call yourself that. Like, we don't, there is no regulations on like putting doctor in front of your name.
really, unless somebody catches you and reports it, well,
Right.
if you don't have
Like,
a
unless
practice reported
you're
to,
for various acts like fraud.
I could call myself a doctor right now and then have my private practice. And you know, if I had my licensure, had my private practice and see people. And if they thought I was fantastic, they would never have a reason to complain. And people would just keep coming to see Dr. Alyssa for their stuff. Like people don't. And somebody told me this and it really hit me. Like, people don't ask for your credential. Like, they're not asking to see your degree, the piece of actual paper. And depending on how long ago you got your education, maybe there's not, you know, you have to do some digging. But people, you can say anything. They're not going to check your credentials. And half the time, they're not going to be able, they're not going to know how to. So,
So yeah, it's a definite thing that we have to look up credential, question people with that claim to be doctors, because here's the whole crazy part, is in certain states, physical therapists, like not physical therapists, but like chiropractors, they can literally prescribe people medications and things like that, even though they have no reason to do that. Like they can actually align themselves almost as if they are your like primary doctor when they're not. And a lot of chiropractors are anti-vaxxers. There is a huge a lot of the anti-vax movement, the huge anti-vax movement, has been perpetrated by physical people that are chiropractors, who have none of the legitimacy in the medical field to even be talking about half the shit that they do. Like, yes, they had to go and become a doctor, yes, but like they have not gone through the same steps and procedures like the same way. It's not the same, and it's a very dangerous and messy slope that they go down.
That part.
So we gotta be careful, folks. Checks and balances, baby. You have to be a check and advocate for yourself or with these people.
With that, I will say this too. Here's my, I wish we had like the like a rainbow sound effect.
Well,
Here's my corner. I'd like to call it therapist thoughts because I am a marriage and family therapist. I have a degree in psychology and then I have a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. So I know a little bit what I'm talking about. Therapist thoughts. Imagine the rainbow sound. My advice to you all today is please stop using TikTok as a clinician. TikTok has great information. They've helped a lot of people get adults get diagnoses such as ADHD. They've helped a lot of adults realize that they're probably autistic and they've gotten the diagnosis and their lives have changed completely for the better. Wonderful. But please do not use TikTok as a substitute for actual mental health professional support. Like the shadow work journals, you do what you want. You do what you want on your own time because I've seen some of the questions and they are what a therapist would be asking you anyway if they were helping you with like unpacking some things, trauma, childhood stuff, whatever, family dysfunction. These are questions that a therapist would ask you, but the difference between a shadow work journal of you doing by yourself and you being in therapy and a clinician asking you these questions would be the fact that when we unleash a can of worms, we know how to put the lid back on until you come see us again next week. You doing shadow work journal and unleashing or unpacking or uncovering some things, you don't know how to put the lid back on all the time by yourself. So now you're sitting there with crap spilled all over your little journal and you don't know how to put it back together. And then you might cause more self-harm than good. I'm not saying that shadow work journal is a bad thing. I've checked the person's credentials. That's all I'll say. You check the person's credentials because now there are a bunch of different books out there for shadow work journaling. There's one now for Black girls, and there's one now for like they're getting very specific. Check the author, check the author's credentials. If they do not say licensed somebody, if they do not say MFT, if they do not say LPC, if they do not say even LCSW. That's a licensed clinical social worker. If it is not a person who has ever been a therapist, a counselor, whatever, I would pass and go see a therapist. Even if you choose to get a shadow work journal, make sure you're doing that in combination with a mental health professional because
Correct.
it can become very dangerous if you do not know what you're doing and you're unpacking these things. And now you have clothes all over your floor and you don't know how to get them back in the duffel bag.
Right. Yep. And on another note, a little side note, I'm going to say this. There has been, and I have watched this through people that I love on YouTube, like people on TikTok, podcasters and stuff like that. Even with podcasters, very much so, do not under any circumstances use BetterHelp. BetterHelp has a bunch of people that do not have credentialing that are working for them. There have been claims of people falling to their therapists, quote unquote, falling to sleep during sessions, yelling at patients. Not being a safe space for people, violating people's HIPAA laws potentially because they're taking these calls in cars and in public spaces. Please do not utilize this service. They also have had some funny duddy connections with very dangerous things because of their funding sources. They also are not paying these people well to be therapists. They're just taking anyone, and it's really dangerous. And a lot of the people that are claiming that they are using the services are not. They are actually getting, you are actually paying them so they can go get therapy from a private practice. And that's just the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that a lot of these people that are claiming that they're using BetterHelp are not using BetterHelp, and they're just trying to get you into dial into therapy. And I love that we're having therapy conversations, but I bet you to call the back of your insurance card, whatever insurance that may be, and finding a clinician that is near you that is taking people. Yes, it can be costly at sometimes. Like right now, I know with my insurance, I pay $10 a session, and that can be costly for some people, but it is much better to pay that amount than to go to someone who can potentially damage you for years on and break your relationship. Because this might be the first time you're ever having therapy, and you're going into these sessions with these people who are not. There is going to be a class action lawsuit against BetterHelp soon. I see it. I see it in the near future. Within the next 2 years, BetterHelp will be having a class action lawsuit about the somebody probably committed suicide from using their services. Anything could happen. It is really bad. They are also a pro-Israel group. They are being funded by Israel. Yes, they are being funded by people. There has also been there's been also a connection to this to like other groups. Like they're just trying to get their money from anywhere, and they have no moral compass. They really do not. Please be careful. Do not use them. Utilize your local community service. And that's another thing that they are really taking advantage of people that don't have access to mental health services. So you might live in a small town, you might live in an area where you're not able to, or you just want that privacy where you can do services in your house. And I understand that there is a, need for that, but BetterHelp is not that. They are very much going, they're very much going to do more harm to you than good.
That's crazy. I didn't know that because usually when I'm like giving information, I'll say if you need to, see a therapist right away and you're willing to pay out of pocket, then go to BetterHelp. But the reason why I got turned off from them, one of them was because one, I think I had a friend that worked there. There's another one that's not BetterHelp. That's just got the most popular. I think she, when she started on there, she was like, no, you can't do it because you have to be licensed. So I don't know if things changed since, and that was very much in the beginning when they first
It's
started.
not like Uber. It's not like Uber and Lyft. Before Uber and Lyft, you couldn't have a car that was more than 10 years old, but now people be rolling up and picking you up in any goddamn car they got.
Girl, because just a
And
minute.
that's what's happening is because the need is so much. And people end up leaving. Like, because one, also the people that probably have the licenses have probably left because they're not getting paid anything. Like they're not paying them well, and or they're not paying them on time. Like it's so much going on. Like I either the patients are going to end up suing them, or the people, the therapists that have worked for them are going to end up suing them.
We're letting the cats out of the bag. So
Yeah.
as you, BetterHelp is also extremely expensive for no reason, but if you have the money to be able to pay 100 and I don't know, $100 or $104, just go to a private practice. You can literally Google because most private practices have telehealth. And if you're in Minnesota, well, no, if you're in Minnesota, you'll need to see somebody that's actually not necessarily if you're if your insurance company, that's
Well,
when it gets kind of fuzzy.
if
But
you're
just
paying,
Google it.
out of pocket and your insurance isn't covering it because you're already paying out of pocket for a therapist through BetterHelp, you can just pay out of pocket for a private practice.
Yeah, you can literally Google. Like if you are a person that specifically wants, like, let's say you want a Latina female therapist, you can look that up. You can find somebody because now with private practices, we all have websites. So if you're looking for somebody specific, they'll tell you their credentials. Sometimes you can even go to Psychology Today, look it up. If you are a Black girl, they have a website called Therapy for Black Girls. They have a bunch of Black female therapists on there that have most of them have private practices. Some of them have like or have physical like locations. Look up therapyforblackgirls.com. Look up whatever city you're in, sometimes they will have a clinician that's based out of that city or state and who also does telehealth if that's more convenient option for you. But there are legitimate, if you're going to pay BetterHelp prices, cut BetterHelp and go and find somebody that has a private practice that you can go to if you're going to be paying $140, $150 anyway, that won't charge you on a 3 month basis. Like they'll charge you from session to session. So that's our mental health PSA. Find you a professional. Now, they don't have to necessarily always be licensed, but if that's something you want and that's something you're willing to pay for, or the insurance company can cover it, by all means, go for that. But if you are a person who just wants somebody to talk to, and maybe you're like, okay, they don't have their license, but they have, like, I'm not licensed yet, but I have almost 10 years of experience, like, as a therapist, and I am a marriage and family therapist. I just haven't gotten my licensure yet. I can guarantee you, I know more than a therapist who has been doing this for 2 years who just got their licensure. It's just a difference in me paying $350 for that test right now.
And
So.
look up your therapist's background. Like some people may have backgrounds in like things that you really need. Like so I've met therapists, of course, working at the West, that people that were more inclined for people with drug and alcohol backgrounds. But that were more inclined with like they had back training, trauma-informed care. Like the therapy that I'm in is kind of just like kind of rephrasing things and working to like readjust. And I forgot what it's called. It's called the C, I think.
Do you know
But
what
whatever.
CBT?
Huh?
CBT, cognitive behavior.
CBT. Yeah, cognitive behavioral therapy. So I'm doing CBT, so cognitive behavioral therapist. Like you can find people that have specialties. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes maybe some therapist types are unicorns. Like you're not always going to be able to find especially depending on where you live, a black female therapist. You're not always going to be able to find a black male therapist, but you're going to find a therapist that's going to fit you. Because before I had the therapist I have now, who I love, my favorite therapist was a white woman, and she really was so validating for the time you needed. So that's another thing. When it's time for you to move on from a therapist, you can have one therapist you had for like 2 years. You can go to another therapist. Say, hey, I think we've run this out. Let's go to another therapist. Who would you recommend?
Because sometimes you plateau in therapy and after a while, maybe you just need a fresh set of eyes on it. And that doesn't take away the work that your therapist has done with you. It doesn't take away the fact that they were a great therapist and they helped change your life in so many ways. And it doesn't mean that you hate them now. It just means that maybe you need a fresh set of eyes and maybe sometimes you need a break. If you're in therapy for 2 years straight, you might just need a little take a little month off just to see where you are. And then it's like, okay, now if I still need to go back to therapy, maybe I should try somebody different. But don't, as a clinician and as a person who's been in therapy before, and I know you can attest to this too, Latanya, if you have a therapist that you just know off rip, and you know the first two sessions, if a therapist is hitting for you, if they are connecting with you, if they make you feel validated, then they're the one to keep. If they're not, find somebody else. If you're at a community behavioral health agency or whatever it is in your state, make sure that you are letting them know, hey, this therapist isn't working out. Can I see somebody else? And they should be able to switch you to somebody different. Because
Also,
this
I go to a teaching hospital. So when for my therapy, so teaching hospitals, yes, you are under people that may or be getting their like becoming psychiatrists or doing these things, but they are being monitored by someone who has their credentialing and they are being supervised over how to deal with your case. So that is also an option because here's the thing, like they have countless people that they can kind of get you to, or if you have to wait for the next class session to come in, it'll happen. You that is one thing I love is because I technically don't have to technically shop around every few years or every year or so. I get a new therapist
That's
because
about because you're at a teaching hospital. That's a great thing. A lot of it's just internship, and most of them are for a year. So you're getting a therapist in training, and like you said, they are under somebody else's licensure. They're under constant, you getting supervision at least once a week and probably group supervision. So you're in supervision at least twice a week. So you actually have a licensed person, an approved supervisor over top of your supervisor on the team with them. So they're reporting to them. If they have any issues, if they have any questions, even about you, they're going to somebody who's been doing this for a while. And that is a great tip. If you're going to see someone, if you're at an agency that has interns and you're like, okay, I really don't want to see an intern, but I'm gonna give it a chance. If you can, ask for an in if you can request this, ask for an intern that is maybe halfway through. Because at least usually internships are for a year, at least you'll know you'll have them for 6 months. A lot of interns, if they like the place and they get offered a position, they'll stay on. Like they'll finish their internship and then they'll come on as a part-time or a full-time therapist a lot of the time.
Or if sometimes people build those relationships where they can go wherever that therapist goes. Sometimes they can have a relationship with the therapist, be like, oh, like, well, I'm going to be still staying in Philadelphia, so I'll be going here.
And then you can follow them, especially if they're going to another agency. 9 times out of 10, your insurance will cover you jumping from agency to agency. Be prepared though. A lot of the times when people finish their internships, they're looking to go to private practice, or they're going out of your county into where the money is, because it's outside of, for us, Philadelphia, unfortunately.
Community
But
behavioral health, CBH is a big hurdle because a lot of people do not want to work with CBH because, like, yeah, it's complicated. Like, the relationship of therapy, blame Ronald Reagan, is complicated because community behavioral health is very underfunded, and it is also it really can take a lot out of you, and it can take the joy out of therapy, performing therapy for people. So I definitely just saying, like, be patient. You will find somebody, but just making sure that they're the right fit for you can take time. And I think that you cannot be against advocating for yourself. You have to advocate for yourself in all the spaces you're in, including therapy, because that is something that is going internal to your external, from your present to your future, and delving into your past. So you need to figure that out because they are in dealing with the most intimate parts of you. You need to make sure that they are the right fit for you.
And don't be afraid to let people know if you like their approach or if you don't. CBT might work for Latanya, but for me, I might be like, we need to try something different. And if you have a good therapist that's worth their salt, they will be like, okay, we can pivot into something different because this isn't working for you, so let's try something else. But I think I liked our little mental health PSA.
Yeah, and with that, I think that we are done for today. For the final episode of season four.
Well, it's been a very, I enjoyed this season.
Same.
I really like the topics, and we will definitely be back next season, season 5.
Season five.
For
We'll be
more.
back. Okay, so the plan is I'm thinking December, the first week of December. Give us some holiday time, to kind of get everything, get through with everything, because how life is happening. And we'll be back with a new season. The next season is going to be on terms in the justice system. So we are going to kind of do our research for that, most definitely. And we'll have more of a clear cut of what it's going to look like when we come back for season five. Thank you, guys.
Bye. See you next season.